Part 2 Search Methods. Internet Search Strategies. In most cases, you should start your search with the simplest common sense strategies and proceed to more complex search techniques if you do not obtain satisfactory results with most searches. The simplest strategies produce successful results fairly quickly and easily. This is especially the case for basic information needed for introductory college courses in psychology and social psychology. However, if you are gathering information for a research project with an unusual or highly specialized subject, you will probably get better results with some of the more sophisticated search strategies discussed in this e-book. If you are conducting any type of complex study, and you need information and ideas from every perspective that is available on the internet, you will also need to use some of the more complex strategies presented in this e-book. If you are working on any type of challenging problem, study, or experiment that relates to the psychological sciences, you might also have to use some of the more complex strategies discussed on this website. The idea to keep in mind is to use the appropriate strategy for your internet searching task. The general rule is to start with less complex strategies. Then, if you do not get optimum results, try progressively more complex search techniques in a trial and error process until you succeed. Whenever you find information, carefully analyze and evaluate it, especially if you found it on the internet. Any information you obtain should be evaluated by common sense assessments and comparing it to other sources. This is especially the case if you obtain the information from the internet. When the information is for a school assignment, you can ask your instructor's opinion and/or compare it with information in your textbook. Sometimes, you can evaluate information by experimenting, such as by testing a method to determine if it is useful for you. There are many unique ideas and opinions on the internet. Some of these ideas and opinions may not be widely known or accepted at this time. This does not necessarily mean the information is invalid. Nevertheless, such information generally will not be suitable for an academic assignment that is focused on presenting information that is widely accepted. However, if you are writing any type of paper that is focused on diverse views, such information might be quite suitable, especially if you indicate the source, as opposed to presenting the information as absolute fact. For example, according to Mr. X, A equals B. In such a case, even if Mr. X's concept is incorrect, you will still be reporting his ideas accurately. Keep in mind, unique concepts created by authors on the internet must be credited in academic papers. In other words, the same rules apply to information obtained from the internet as information obtained from conventional hard copy books and periodicals. The easiest way to evaluate information is simply to check out a number of websites that contain similar subject matter. Some of these websites should be from a university, major school of higher learning, or one or more accepted authorities on the subject. The above, of course, does not confirm the absolute validity of information. This becomes obvious if you examine history. Many erroneous or partly incorrect ideas were accepted as truth or fact by respected academic authorities. However, if you are interested in determining the status of a material that you obtain from a website, you can easily determine if it is widely accepted at this time by the academic community with the technique mentioned above. Based on my personal experience and the many websites I have looked at, most of the information on the internet is quite accurate. However, when a manufacturer or retailer is trying to sell items, especially nutritional supplements, there is often questionable claims or exaggerations on their websites. A similar type of distortion is often seen with licensed medical providers and the agencies that represent them. This consists of concealing or minimizing the failure rates and side effects associated with certain types of medical treatments. In general, I have not noticed much of a difference in the overall validity of printed material and the websites I visited. However, this might not apply to the websites that you are visiting, and you should always double-check information, as I do, even if it is from a reliable source. The search strategies presented on this website has wide application. The methodology used on this website has wide application for many subjects besides psychology. It includes gathering website links to specialized search engines and websites focused on a subject and placing them in an electronic document. The document can be any format that supports hyperlinks, such as a conventional website, a Microsoft Word document, and many other word processor formats. When this is done, the search engine or hyperlink can be opened directly from the electronic document by left-clicking on it with the mouse. All of this will become obvious as you use the material in this website. Another helpful strategy is to create icons of search engines and websites that you find useful. A useful strategy is to make shortcut icons of your favorite search engines and websites and place them on your Windows desktop or any other convenient location on your computer. You can place your favorite shortcut icons in a conventional computerized folder. A good example can be seen by clicking on the following hyperlink. This will open a zip folder, which contains icons for over 100 useful search engines and directories. This is a very useful resource, my favorite search engine zip. The above raises the question how to create shortcut icons that will open websites. This is discussed under the following subheading. How to create shortcut icons for your favorite websites and search engines with Internet Explorer. To create an icon for a search engine or website, when using Internet Explorer, do the following. 1. Go to the web page that has the search engine, journal, or information that you need on a regular basis. 2. Place the mouse pointer arrow any place on the web page. 3. Right-click with the mouse, and you will see a menu that has a number of options on it, such as the following. 4. Look carefully at the menu, and you will see as one of the options Create Shortcut. 5. Place the mouse pointer arrow on the word Create Shortcut, and then left-click, and a box will appear on the screen, such as the following. 6. The box has two buttons, Yes and No. Place the mouse pointer arrow on the Yes button and left click. After this is done, an icon will be placed on your Windows desktop. 7. Test the icon by placing the mouse pointer arrow on the icon and double left click. If the icon functions properly, it will open the website. If you want additional information on how to create internet shortcut icons, see the following websites: www.computerderm.com web link. Topic equals Windows and item equals 109 words on website create an internet shortcut. Vlurry.com web link words on website Windows XP your way customizing shortcuts. Add to favorites. There is a good alternative to creating shortcut icons for websites, which is the Add to Favorites function in the Windows operating system. Examine the following screenshots as you read the following instructions. To use this function, when you are on a website, including a search engine website, examine the top of your screen. You will see File, Edit, View, Favorite, Tools, Help. Your configuration may vary somewhat, depending on the version of Windows that you have installed on your computer. Then click on Favorites, and you will see a menu open, and then click on Add to Favorites. When this is done, another dialog box will open. On this box, click on the word Add. When you want to open a website that you have stored in the Windows Add to Favorite function, left-click on the word Favorite, and then scroll down to the website link that you want to open. After this, left-click or press the Enter key, and the website will open. See the following screenshot. Specialized and conventional search engines. Search engines can be placed into two general categories, conventional and specialized. Conventional search engines are designed to find all types of information, including elementary articles and websites that are selling various products. Specialized search engines are designed to find a specific type of information, such as scholarly articles or websites that deal with the subject, such as psychology. An effective strategy when searching for psychological information or any academic material is to use specialized search engines intended for the purpose. A general idea to consider whenever you are looking for academic or professional level information is to try to find specialized search engines first with the conventional search engines. Then search for the information you want with the specialized search engines. The above strategy can help you avoid elementary material and websites that are selling products. However, if you want basic information that is widely available, such as information on B.F. Skinner, it may not be necessary to use specialized search engines. On the other hand, if you want to explore information in the academic journals, you would probably be more successful if you used a specialized search engine. A good example of a specialized search engine is Google Scholar. This search engine is not the same as the conventional Google search engine. Google Scholar is a good resource for anyone that wants to find academic information, especially at the advanced levels. Click on the following hyperlink to explore the utility of the search engine. This is a very useful resource, scholar.google.com. Part 3 of this ebook provides a detailed list of specialized search engines, directories, and search pages focused on psychology. Collecting hyperlinks to search pages focused on the subject area you are interested in is a useful strategy. A useful technique is to create hyperlinks to search pages that contain websites that cover the field that you are studying. For example, if you are interested in social psychology, insert these words into one or more search engines and save the hyperlinks. I did this with Google, Google Scholar, and Yahoo, and the results can be seen by clicking on the following hyperlinks. Search phrase with Google Social Psychology www.google.com web link. HL equals NNQ equals percent 22 social plus psychology percent 22. The result is 6,200,000 web pages. Search phrase with Google Scholar Social Psychology scholar.google.com web link. HL equals NNLR equals NQ equals percent 22 social plus psychology percent 22 and BTNG equals search. The result is 1,070,000 web pages. Search phrase with Yahoo search social psychology search.yahoo.com web link. ILT equals AOGEUNPHZZIZZAL 7 IL 87 UF. P equals percent E 2% 80% 9 social plus psychology percent E 2% 80% 9 D and A equals UTF 8 NISEQ or Y equals an FR equals SFP. The result is 15,300,000 web pages. Incidentally, the number of web pages that you find on the search page will probably not be the same as indicated above. These numbers periodically change. This usually involves an increase in the number of web pages. How to find your own specialized search engines. To find specialized search engines and directories, start with a conventional search engine, such as Google. Then, use search phrases similar to the following. Psychological search engine. Search engine for social psychology. Search engine for psychology students. Search engine for psychotherapists. Search engine for psychology instructors. Search engine for social psychology. Search engine for industrial psychology. Search engine for abnormal psychology. Search engine for psychological research. Search engine for psychologists. Search engine for psychiatry. Search engine for industrial psychology. Search engine for hypnosis. Search engine for clinical psychology. Note, the search phrases are in quotation marks, which increases the selectivity of the search. Sometimes you may have better results by using quotation marks, and at other times just the opposite will be the case. This will be discussed in more detail later on in this text. Keep in mind the above are presented as examples, and to find search phrases that provide the results you need is a trial and error process. Substitute the word directory in the above list for the phrase search engine if you are looking for a website that is in the directory format, or if you had no luck finding the specialized search engine you were seeking. If you are looking for information that is not related to psychology, simply substitute the words that relates to the subject. For example, if you are looking for information on physics, and you want to find specialized search engines or directories for this subject, create search phrases such as the following. Search engine for physics. Directory for physics. The advantages of conventional search engines. Under certain circumstances, conventional search engines might provide better results than specialized search engines. For example, if you were looking for elementary information or articles on psychology written for the general public, you would probably have more success with conventional search engines. If you were looking for practical psychological information, you might also obtain more success with conventional search engines. The psychological journals on the Internet. Another way of finding psychological information on the Internet is to use the psychological journals. I have found that one of the easiest ways to use the journals is to start by entering words similar to the phrases that were used to find specialized psychological search engines, but use the word journals instead of search engines. Most of the psychological journals have websites and search functions that allow you to search through all of their published material. Some of these publications have sophisticated search engines that allow you to search through a number of other journals on the Internet. Unfortunately, the journals often want money for their published material, which can sometimes range from $10 to $40 for an article, unless you are paying their regular yearly rates. However, they usually will allow you to read the abstracts without charge, and many of the journals will provide their older articles for free. However, a few journals have a free access policy. The following search for psychological journals in Google resulted in approximately 53,700,000 search results. I repeated this search with the phrase free access and I obtained 129,000 results. To examine these results, click on the icons or web addresses listed below. Of course, many of these results may not be of much value, unless you select the websites that are useful for your specific needs. Keep in mind that Google has a mechanism that allows you to search within search results. To use this function, go to the bottom of the search page and click on Search Within Results. Search phrase with Google Journal Psychological or Psychology www.google.com web link. As Q equals journal and num equals 100 and HL equals NNBTNG equals Google plus search and as EPQ equals and as OAK equals psychological plus psychology and as EC equals and LR equals and as FT equals I and as fill type equals and as QDR equals all and as OCCT equals any and as DT equals I and as site search equals and safe equals images. Search phrase with Google Psychology or Psychological Journals free access www.google.com web link. HL equals NNQ equals psychology plus OR plus psychological plus journals plus percent 22 free plus access and BTNG equals Google plus search. Libraries and electronic libraries. Another method is to search for libraries on the Internet that specialize in psychological information. This can be done by inserting phrases, such as psychology, psychological, social psychology, industrial psychology, with phrases such as library, electronic library, tape library, video library, internet library, etc. If you are interested in conventional books, use the word library. If you are interested in downloading written material on the internet, use the words electronic library. If you are interested in recorded material, try video or audio library. Of course, this is a trial and error process, and you may or may not obtain what you are searching for. The following search pages are examples of results that I have obtained. Search phrase with Google Psychological Libraries www.google.com web link. As Q equals and num equals 100 and HL equals NNBTNG equals Google plus search and as EPQ equals psychological plus libraries and as OAK equals and as EC equals and LR equals and as FT equals I and as fill type equals and as QDR equals all and as OCCT equals any and as DT equals I and as site search equals and safe equals images. Search phrase with Google Psychology Video Libraries www.google.com web link. as Q equals psychology plus video plus libraries and num equals 100 and HL equals NNBT and G equals Google plus search and as EPQ equals and as OAK equals and as EC equals and LR equals and as FT equals I and as fill type equals and as QDR equals all and as OCCT equals any and as DT equals I and as site search equals and safe equals images. A list of conventional search engines. There are a number of conventional search engines, and in spite of their limitations, they are in effect valuable computer programs. Keep in mind that with the conventional search engines you can search for the academic and specialized search engines that are focused on psychology. Based on my personal preference, I would list Google as the best by far, followed by Yahoo. There are other conventional search engines, besides the above. Each of these engines has their own unique advantages and disadvantages. Below, there are a number of website links for conventional search engines. You can use these search engines directly from this document by clicking on the website links. This is a very useful resource, www.google.com. This is a very useful resource, search.yahoo.com. This is a very useful resource, www.hotbot.com. Channels.netscape.com web link. Dashboard.aim.com web link. Search.aol.com. This is a very useful resource, www.ask.com. This is a very useful resource, www.live.com. For additional information on search engines, see the following websites. n.wikipedia.org web link, words on website list of search engines. n.wikipedia.org web link, words on website web search engine. www.lib.berkeley.edu web link, lib guides internet media search HTML, words on website media search engines. www.pendia.com web link, words on website, a short and easy search engine tutorial. www.monash.com web link, words on website, a helpful guide to web search engines. www.noodletools.com web link, words on website, choose the best search for your information need. Search engines designed to find internet videos. There are many videos on the internet, and there are specialized search engines to find videos, which are listed at the end of this paragraph. Videos can sometimes be quite helpful when studying to certain aspects of psychology, especially in terms of its practical application. For example, viewing and listening to videos on relaxation techniques provides precise details that cannot be easily conveyed with text. This will become apparent if you click on the following hyperlink and view the list of videos on relaxation techniques. Video.google.com web link. Q equals relaxation plus techniques and HL equals NN site search equals many of the internet videos that I have come across are focused on practical applications and are not focused on academic level material, but there are some exceptions. Sometimes it is possible to obtain a detailed lecture at a college level or above. There are also psychological experiments that are videotaped and presented on the internet. The best strategy is to search to see what is available, which you can do with the following list of video search engines. There is more information on this topic in part 3 of this ebook. This is a very useful resource, video.google.com. This is a very useful resource, video.search.yahoo.com web link. Video.aol.com. www.live.com. Scope equals video. Quotation marks to increase selectivity of search engines. When using some of the conventional or specialized search engines, you can increase the selectivity by placing phrases in quotation marks. For example, if you type into the search engine BF Skinner, the search engine will look for websites that contain the above in any order. Thus, if there is a website that contains the name Skinner, BNF, in any order, it will probably be selected by the search engine. To avoid this, with Google and many other search engines, including most of the academic search engines, simply place the words in quotation marks, as such B.F. Skinner does. Putting your search phrase in quotation marks will increase the selectivity of most search engines and reduce the number of unwanted search results. However, sometimes quotation marks reduces the selectivity to the point where you do not obtain the information you need. A strategy that is occasionally quite useful is to start your search with quotation marks, examine the results, and then repeat the search without quotation marks to see if you get better results. Keep in mind that portions of your search phrase can be placed in quotation marks, for example, the application of behaviorism B.F. Skinner. Advanced features. Google and Google Scholar, and possibly some other search engines, have an advanced search feature that allow the user to eliminate websites with certain words or phrases. I found this useful when I want to avoid websites that are selling products and services. I simply exclude the words credit card. This usually eliminates all websites that are trying to sell their products. To learn more about advanced search features in Google and Google Scholar, click on the following hyperlinks. This is a very useful resource: www.google.com web link. HL equals N words on website advanced search. This is a very useful resource: scholar.google.com web link words on website advanced scholar search. Jirafa toolbar, free software with a number of search engines. If you are interested in a large number of the conventional search engines in a single software package or toolbar, try Jirafa. This is free software and is available for download. Jirafa has a menu with a number of search engines, including Google, Yahoo, and AOL. It also has a number of other useful features. To obtain Jirafa, left-click on the web link at the end of this paragraph. This will take you to the Jirafa website. Then press the download button at the bottom of the Jirafa website and follow any instructions that appear on the screen. However, before you download Jirafa or anything else, read the small risks of downloading software, which is two headings below this one. Jirafa toolbar, www.jirafa.com web link. The advanced search bar with many search engines. Another device that provides a large number of search engines in one package is the advanced search bar. If one search engine does not yield adequate results in a specific search, you can easily switch to another search engine with the advanced search bar. The advanced search bar also contains Google and Google Scholar. To obtain the advanced search bar, click on the web address at the end of this paragraph. When you get to the website, click on the button that says Download Advanced Search Bar, then follow any instructions that appear on the screen. Advanced Search Bar, www.advancedsearchbar.com. The small risks of downloading software. There is a small risk when downloading any type of software, especially if it is free. This minor risk is generally quite minimal. However, if you do not know how to uninstall software and correct basic computer problems, the risk is quite serious, unless you have the assistance of a skilled computer user who knows how to correct basic software problems. Often, the manufacturers of free software make money by advertising. This by itself is not a bad idea, because you obtain rather expensive software for free. The problem is some companies install additional software as you are installing their free product. The additional software can include pop-up ads and spyware that tracks your computer while you are connected to the internet. This can greatly slow down your computer and sometimes make it inoperable, even when you are not using it for the internet. Spyware is a very common problem, even if you do not download anything. Most computers usually slow down greatly as they age and eventually stop functioning. This is very often the result of the spyware, and if the spyware is removed, the computer is usually as good as new. To learn more about spyware, click on the following website links. Search phrase with Google spyware, www.google.com web link. HL equals NNQ equals spyware. n.wikipedia.org web link words on website from Wikipedia. Browsers. What is the difference between a browser and a search engine? A browser is software that is installed directly on a personal computer and is used for searching the internet. The browser consists of a window or frame. In this window, you see search results and web pages. The browser has a place to type in web addresses, the address bar. Search engines work together with a browser. However, a search engine is essentially software that is installed at a website and not on your computer. It is possible to use several browsers on the same computer in the same way that you can use several search engines. If you want to install additional browsers on your computer, you can click on the icons at the end of this section and download the software. It is free. I used many different search engines and browsers over the last couple of years. I found that using high-quality search engines, including specialized search engines, could determine the utility and value of your search results. The search engines you use give you your perspective of the internet. If you change your search engines, you might obtain an entirely different perspective of the internet. However, based on my experience, the browser that is used is not quite as important. Nevertheless, each browser has its own set of features, advantages, and disadvantages. I usually use Microsoft's Internet Explorer as a browser. Generally, there are very few problems with Internet Explorer, and when there is, Microsoft usually provides new software downloads to correct the problem. However, one of the disadvantages of Internet Explorer is its popularity. Hackers often try to create viruses and other malicious programs that interact with Internet Explorer. This can present a security problem. The less popular search engines are of less interest to hackers, simply because less people use them. The website links below provide downloads for 6 browsers, including Internet Explorer. A list of 6 browsers that can be downloaded for free from the internet. www.mozilla.org www.crossbrowser.com www.maxthon.com www.opera.com web link www.microsoft.com web link flock.com www.abc123teacher.com Search strategies to use when you have an extremely challenging problem, goal, study, or experiment. When you are faced with the most difficult challenges, try the following techniques. The search strategies discussed above are sometimes not adequate for certain types of problems or goals. When this is the case, apply the strategies discussed below. These strategies can be used with all of the techniques previously discussed. Make a list of relevant questions and use them for search terms. One of the simplest techniques for difficult problems is to make a list of questions that relate to your problem or goal. Once you have the list of questions, use them as search phrases. In some cases, it might be more effective to use only parts of the question as a search phrase. All of this, of course, is a trial and error process. A very simple example with this technique is if you have to write a term paper in psychology, and you do not know how to do so, create the following questions. How to write a term paper in psychology? How to write a research paper in psychology? Then use these questions as search phrases. If you are not successful, repeat the search with modified questions, such as how to write research papers. How to write term papers. For more complex problems or goals, more involved questions may be required. A larger number of questions might also be needed. For example, if your problem is to write a grant proposal for formal psychological research, the list of questions can include what organizations provide grant proposals for psychological research? What are the qualifications required to get a grant proposal? What types of research are likely to get funded? How to write a grant proposal? What are the best ways to structure a grant proposal for psychological research? What agencies or organizations are most likely to fund psychological research? What types of psychological research are most likely to be funded? A still more complex problem might require dozens of questions, which may require careful evaluation and study to devise them. A good example is a study, thesis, or book on poverty. This can involve the following questions. What are all the possible contributing causes to poverty? How significant is racial discrimination as a cause of poverty? What types of prejudicial attitudes contribute to poverty? To what extent does lack of education contribute to poverty? Do poor child-rearing practices contribute to poverty? Are adequate schools a contributing factor to poverty? Can schools be changed to reduce poverty? The above example could involve many more questions, but the general principle should be clear at this point. Make a list of all the organizations, individuals, and experts that can provide assistance, and conduct related internet searches for contact information. Ask yourself, and or acquaintances, what organizations, individuals, and experts might be able to provide assistance for the situation you are dealing with. Then, make a list of all the possibilities. Try to arrange your list with the more important or potentially more useful items on the top of the list, and the less important toward the bottom. After this, carry out internet searches with the items starting from the top of your list. In some cases, this can involve a search for telephone numbers, especially when the objective is to contact organizations or experts for assistance. Break your problem or goal into a series of factors, and use the factors as search phrases. Almost every problem, goal, or entity can be broken up into a series of factors. Some of the factors might be causing a problem, or might be possible contributing factors to a difficulty. Factors can also be obstacles that make a goal difficult or impossible. Factors can also relate to the structure and/or function of an entity, or its malfunction. With this technique, you make a list of all the relevant factors that relate to the problem or goal you are working on. Then use the factors as search phrases to obtain more information. For example, if your goal is to build a computer, some of the factors are a hard drive, processor, random access memory, motherboard, video card, internal CD/DVD, power supply, sound card, computer case, retail outlets that sell computer hardware, instructions on how to build your own computer. All of the above would be search phrases if your goal is to build your own computer. Make a list of search terms by brainstorming. A simpler, but less organized technique than the above methods is brainstorming. This involves making a list of just about any search phrase that comes to your mind that relates to your objective. The search phrase can be any word or phrase, including questions, factors, organizations, technicians, and professionals that may be helpful. This can result in a very long list of search phrases. In most cases, the optimum strategy is to select the search phrases that appear to be the best,